Dear friend, my name is Gary Ray, and I'm glad you found this website. I've served as a pastor for more than 20 years, and then I began serving with the I Am a Watchman ministry. I don't believe you found this website or have come across this video by accident. You are watching this video because the Spirit of God has led you to it, and by His grace, you are now being offered another chance at eternal life. I'm assuming you're watching this video because an unprecedented event has happened. If millions of people from every country, of every race, from every socioeconomic background are suddenly missing, you will want to know what happened, what to do now, and what is about to happen. This is part one of a three-part message titled Post-Rapture Emergency Message. Let me begin by sharing there are short and long answers to the important questions, what has happened, and what to do now, and what is about to happen. So what I'm a Watchman ministry founder, Scott Townsend, and I have done is provide three short 10-minute audio files that will answer those questions, and then we'll point you to a free download of more than 24 gigabytes of follow-up information. The books, documents, and videos we invite you to download will prove that the short answers on these three audio files are true. The information will include recommendations regarding what to do now, and it will provide insight regarding what is about to happen. But most importantly, the information will communicate how to live a life of honor for God at this pivotal point in history. It is our gift to you to help you in this great time of need. Let me introduce Scott. He'll share briefly about what has happened.
Thank you, Gary. Many Christian ministries, including ours, have anticipated the day when news headlines would be filled with stories of how millions across the globe suddenly vanished. These disappearances will be captured on live TV, streaming security cameras, and on mobile phones, puzzling the entire planet. You will witness a person in plain sight 1 millisecond, and then in the blink of an eye, they will be gone. We've warned that one day soon, planes would go down, trains would derail, cars would crash, and basic services would be disrupted, all because the believing person piloting the plane or running the train or driving the cars unexpectedly vanished. We warned that when tens of millions disappeared, there would be mass chaos and panic, and many fabricated explanations for what has happened will begin to emerge. Perhaps you remember warnings from Christians who spoke of a coming rapture, a momentous event where Jesus returns to whisk away born-again followers of Jesus Christ in advance of terrible judgments and tribulations coming to the earth. If millions suddenly disappear throughout the world, then that long-anticipated event has indeed happened. The Bible has long taught that Jesus would one day return and rapture His people, snatching them away, as it were, from the earth before the Antichrist comes to power and the terrible 7-year tribulation begins. You are in greater peril than you realize. The Apostle Paul, who wrote many of the books of the New Testament, wrote this prophecy, quote, "For the Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and will meet the Lord in the air." Unquote. And that's just what has happened. The Lord Jesus came for us, and born-again believers that died long ago or that are alive right now were just caught up into the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. We are now in heaven, never to be separated from our Lord Jesus ever again. We want you to know that the rapture doctrine has a strong biblical foundation, stretching back thousands of years. In just the third chapter of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, we find a prophecy about a coming Savior. This prophecy came true when Jesus was born. Jesus said He would die, that He would rise again on the third day, and He did. And Jesus also said that He would ascend into heaven, and here is a key point. He promised us that He would return again suddenly, like a thief in the night, and rescue His followers from the earth. Bible prophecy has been fulfilled because Jesus has come just as he promised. Now, I know that's a lot of information to absorb, especially if the terms rapture or antichrist or tribulation are not familiar to you. Friends, there is much to learn, and we want to help. Beginning with the fact that for some of you, perhaps many of you, you may be shocked, dismayed, confused, and perhaps crushed by the knowledge that the religious framework you thought led to a genuine and saving relationship with God turned out to be in error. You are not alone in this error, but there is hope, tremendous hope, that there is still a way, but it will be hard. As we'll see throughout this presentation and continuing into the other downloadable materials we've provided for you, there are critical discussions about the truth of the gospel and a call for you to repent, humble yourself, and call out to Jesus Christ for salvation. Now, before I turn this back over to Gary, I want to assure you that though you may have missed the rapture, you can still turn to Christ. You can be forgiven. You can have the hope of heaven and live a life of meaning and have a desire to finish well for the Lord. Now here's Gary to introduce what your best next step is.
Thank you, Scott. This may be difficult for some to believe, but the rapture event has taken place, at least in part, to prove to the world that the Bible is true. Bible prophecy foretold that a rapture would happen and how it was going to happen. The fulfillment of hundreds of Bible prophecies prove that the Bible is accurate, divinely inspired, and true. Therefore, my friends, it's important to understand and believe that what the Bible says about sin and forgiveness and salvation is also true. The Bible speaks of an enemy, Satan, a fallen angel, who has many followers. Satan and his demons hate all that God loves, and that includes you. He expertly works to keep humans confused, uninformed, and uninterested in spiritual things. Perhaps that described you. But the most important things are the spiritual things. Spiritual things are eternal. Your spirit is eternal. And how you align your life, either with God or with Satan, and there are no other options, well, that will determine your eternal destiny. Those who, in the past, made the commitment to align with God through His Son, Jesus Christ, were taken in the rapture. This proves that God is real, that Jesus is Lord, and that the Bible is true. Those who were taken are now in heaven and will live eternally with the Lord in a wondrous new reality. For those taken, the long-awaited promise of redemption was realized. You were not taken in the rapture because you did not choose to become a devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Christ has already come in the rapture event, in the clouds, for His people. But listen, He will come again. Next time, all eyes will see Him. The Bible says He will appear in glory, the world will see, His feet will touch down on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, and He will bring an end to pain and suffering and war and the reign of the Antichrist. And then He will usher in a season of joy and peace the Bible refers to as the millennial reign of Christ. Christ will come again at the end of the 7-year tribulation period. You were not ready when Jesus came in the rapture. Will you be ready when He comes again? It may be about 7 years from now, but I caution you not to wait. Bible prophecy notes that the next years will be marked by persecution, war, famine, pestilence, foul weather, earthquakes, and death. Billions will die. You are not promised tomorrow, but the Lord has given you this moment, this opportunity to align with God and become a true follower of Jesus and receive the assurance that your eternal home will be in heaven and not in hell. You can be forgiven. You can be saved and put in right relationship with God, but only if you are fully committed to Him. It's not enough to know about Him or to believe that God exists. It's not enough to just believe. The Bible says even the demons believe. What you need to do is commit. Commit your life to Him. Be ready to live for Him, to serve Him, to witness for Him. That's what it is to be truly committed to Him. I expect that many who were left behind thought that they were good Christians, that they would surely be taken up into heaven in the rapture, but they weren't. And that's because their faith or their commitment to live for Christ was not serious and sincere. But you can finalize your decision to be a true, committed follower of Jesus Christ right now. God has given you another opportunity to choose. I pray you choose well. Time is short. Make the decision now. It is urgent that you do so. Choosing to believe in Christ and become a servant for Christ is the most important next step you can take. And know this, to not choose to be a follower and servant of Christ is to choose to stand against Christ. In truth, everyone is a follower of someone. Either you're aligned with Christ or you are aligned with Satan. I'm sorry, but that's the hard truth. There is no middle ground. You are either with God or against Him. I'm asking you, I'm urging you right now, choose to live for God. God loves you. He wants to help you, forgive you, use you, and reveal great insights to you. The days of planet Earth as you know it are numbered. Tribulation is coming. The Bible states that half of the world's population will die in two giant global waves. Not many will live much longer, but you can live forever in heaven with God and all who were raptured by the Lord. This amazing reality can be yours if you truly believe. If you are ready to receive God's love and grace and are willing to set aside your plans and your priorities and, as best you can, live for Him. Click on part two of this message, and Scott and I will walk you through the process of becoming a believer in and follower of Jesus Christ. But just in case you cannot click on the next part of this message, let me lead you in a prayer for salvation right now. Hear me. If you pray a prayer like this and you are sincere, then you will be forgiven and you will be saved. You don't need me. You don't need a pastor to be saved. All you need is a willing heart and to pray a prayer that is similar to what I am about to pray. If you're ready to make that decision to become a faithful follower of Jesus Christ when it's easy and when it's hard, from now until the day that God calls you home, then you can repeat the words that I pray, or you can pray in your own words just following the sentiments of this prayer. And in doing this, you will align your heart, your mind, and your eternal soul with God. You can be saved. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe in you. I'm sorry, Lord, that I have not lived my life for you. I believe that you have come in the rapture and that you are coming again. I believe that the Bible is true. I believe that you lived a perfect life, that you died for me on the cross so that my sins can be forgiven. I believe that you rose again on the third day, and I believe you invite me to become a child of the King. I confess my sins to you. I believe in you and I want to live for you. God, help me to live for you. Dear Jesus, I love you. I believe in you. Help me, Lord, to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.